Do you have to hold on to God in order to stay in relationship with Him? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Have you ever lost something that was really important to you? Have you ever worried that your relationship with God will work the same way, as if you can lose it if you're not paying attention? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Clinging Tightly by Allison Wilson Lee. I have a bad habit of losing umbrellas. As a little girl, I flipped through a catalog one day and spotted an umbrella I desperately wanted. It featured an array of soft pastel colors, baby blue, mint green, and lavender. I begged my parents for it and later unwrapped this present with glee. I was in umbrella heaven. Then, one day after shielding myself from pouring rain at the bus stop with it, I misplaced the umbrella at school. I couldn't find it anywhere. Although I'd cherished that longed-for umbrella, I couldn't seem to hang on to it. Even though I tried hard to keep up with something I valued and adored, I just couldn't manage to hold on to it. Maybe another student took my pastel umbrella. Maybe it languished in lost and found later in the year. Regardless, I never saw that umbrella again. What if our relationship with God depended on our ability to hang on to Him? What if being God's child hinged on how tightly I could hold on to that identity? Thankfully, God's word sends a different message. While we were powerless, Jesus came to rescue us from sin and provide us with eternal life. While we were still His enemies, He went to the cross and gave up His life for us. He loved us before we could love Him back. He takes the initiative and sets us in His family, not the other way around. God adopts us as His children. It's good advice to cling to Jesus throughout life, in good times and bad. No matter how much we love Jesus and seek to follow Him, though, sometimes our grasp weakens. But our assurance flows from God's strength to cling tightly to us, apart from our flimsy human ability to cling on to Him. We are His much-loved children, and He will allow nothing to snatch us from His hands. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever lost something you treasured, even though you tried to hold on to it? What happened? How is clinging to Jesus and our relationship with Him different from keeping track of a valuable possession? What assurance does God give to those who know Jesus? As you and I can read in John 10:28, I, Jesus, give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. Now, I'd encourage you to read Isaiah 49, verses 13 through 17, and John 10, verses 1 through 30, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you enjoy today's Devo? Are you looking for more ways to dig into the Bible? Well, I'd encourage you to download the Unlocked app and check out our reading plans. We have one about the Ten Commandments, one about Christmas, Easter, and the Gospels. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called In the Clouds with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.